chanting Hari name, the process of or prayer to Krishna or prayer to Govardhan or prayer to Radhakund or prayer to devotees or prayer to Gurudev. These are the process. Not like that, O God, give me bread and butter. O God, give me very beautiful wife, very beautiful husband, so good child, so wealth, reputation. Don't prayer. It will come by your impressions of past life. So don't be worried for this. These are all unearth. These are problems and some difficulties in the way of bona fide love. We are told something. I told in walking, what is the difference between sin and aparadha? Sin related to body and mind, but aparadha, they are very much related to soul. So if you do aparadha, aparadha, two words, aparadha means affection, will go out. Apmani will go out. And then our bhakti and everything, sadhana, will uproot it. So we should be very careful of that. If you have no aparadha, but yet you have some anartha. Anartha means na artha iti anartha. What is here? The meaning of artha?
Benefit.
Yes, like this. What we want and how we will be happy. I will have to come to this miserable, full of sufferings, ego and all these things in this world. So those who are like badha,
obstacles
in this, these are called anartha. If there is no aparadha, but yet it may be the anartha. So I told anishtita bhakti perhaps in morning,
yesterday.
Six kinds of utsahamayi ghantarla and all I will explain. If they are gone away, even four kinds of anartha are there. And even there four are gone, again four are there. Then the saddha will be nishtha. And when, or after that you will do, it will be nishtiti bhakti. But there are four and four, he will explain. Try to listen it very carefully. If you are aware and you are given up all these anas, then your bhakti will be bona fide. And the gate of bhakti rule will be open for you and you can enter. Otherwise you cannot enter. Always involving coming, going in these anas. So you should know and careful for this all this.
I prostrate my humble dandavat pranam, the lotus feet of Gurudev, and after that humble dhanda pranam to all Vaishnavas. Please mercy on me. I can fulfill Srila Gurudev's desire. Just you have heard from Gurudev's lotus mouth that sin and aparad is quite different. Sin related with body and mind, and aparad related with soul. About this aparad, Gurudev has explained today in during the morning walk. Vaishnava aparad is very dangerous. It agitates the creeper of bhakti. So we have to be aware from Vaishnava aparad. We will explain it today also that in Nama aparad, 10 kinds of Nama aparad, why not explain as before Guru Avagya? Why at first Satang Ninda? Because we think always that, oh, I am Vaishnava, he is also Vaishnava. Sometimes we do joke, or sometimes don't neglect him like this. So there is so many chance for Vaishnava aparad. Sometimes we criticize another Vaishnava, but Gurudev is Gurudev. So we have some opulence and some so much regard for him. So there is very rare chance to do aparad in lotus feet. But sometimes we neglect, sometimes could not carry his order at him. So we have to be here from this aparad. So Gurudev explained yesterday about anisthita bhakti. That means Samani Ghanatarala, just you have heard about 2 minutes before. After that, there is more anartha is there. If there is no aparad, yes, some anartha. It is called loy, vikshet, apratipatti, kasai, rasasad. Loy means go to the sleep. That's like kirtan, savan, smaran. If you do kirtan, we have to all do kirtan, then we are doing kirtan. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, just like trampoline. We are jumping on the trampoline like this. Then there is no chance of sleep at all. But when you hear, I hope that you hear from Gurudev, if somebody is going to the sleep, Gurudev told, don't go to the sleep. Because every hair Maya is too all around this world with his two girls, Ian and laziness. If you take shelter of world and don't listen carefully, then Maya will send his two daughters at first, thereafter she'll come and you make you sleep. So you can't hear Harikatha. So during Kirtan it will sleep not come very easily. But during Savan there is so lot of chance for sleepness. After that, Kirtan Savan Smaran. When you remember, mainly when you chant our Gayatri Mantra, Gurudev told that if don't think about any material thing during chanting your Gayatri Mantra and another thing. So try to engage your mind fully. You can involve your mind the first times of Krishna and Mahaprabhu during chanting your Gayatri Mantra. At that time, sleep comes very easily. So gradually, Savan, more than Savan to Kirtan, Prasthas Kirtan, after that, more in Savan, more in Smaran, sleep comes, it is called Loy. This is one kind of anartha. That are big steps. Guru is giving lecture, we want to hear, I want to follow Toto. But sometimes hear, sometimes could not hear. Sometimes mind go another anywhere else. Dikshedi means specially step means obstacles. So you will not follow his lecture totally. Sometimes Gurudev asks, oh, what shall I tell just now? Can you explain? Oh Gurudev, I can say. Why not? Because we could not hear attentively followers. It is called Dikshed. Apratipatti. Apratipatti means there is strong desire to do all these things, that means Navavida Bhakti, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasa Sakhamatma Nivedanam Iti Pumsa Pita Vishnu Bhakti Shtya Navalakhana Shrid Bhagavat Saddha Tanmanyasitam Uttamam. We want to do at our best that we shall hear from Gurudev and Vaishnavas who is superior to me. And Kirtan, not everything in nine parts of devotion. After that, in Shastra is strongly announced that Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Savan Mathurava Simuti Shraddhaya Savan. That if we do these five kinds of devotion, then Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is explaining in his Bhakti Samit Sindhu, the next in his book Nectar of Devotion, that Duruha Dhute Ririgyasini Nisabdha Duryasu Panchake Jakta Salpa Visammanda Sadhyang Hava Janmane. If there is no offense, if he is very simple, if there is any kind of connection about this five, then easily he can get bhav. We have some Gurudev. We try to hear, try to obey his order, try to do Kirtan, try to Smaran. There is strong desire, yet we could not follow it. It is called apratipatti. Have desire, but could not do. Apratipatti. Kasai. Kasai means fault. That I am doing bhajan, but there is some another desire has come in my mind. It is called kasai. Just like Narad Rishi, when at his first life was son of Dasi, and after his mother expired, don't care for his mother, dead body, he went there for bhajan. Narad Rishi warned that being in forest, I shall do bhajan. But he has not strong desire that I should do bhajan, I should satisfy Krishna at any cost, at any means. But he has desire that being in forest, I want to do bhajan of Krishna. So, it is one kind of kasai. It is because you know that city or town is rajasic, village is tamasic, and one is to live in forest is sattvic, and man niketanastu nirgunam. That means temple higher, bona fide Vaishnava and Guru is there under guidance him. Under guidance is living in temple, it is called Nirgun Vas. Narad Rishi wants to be in Sattvic Vanavas. So this is one kind of kasai. When God gives him darshan, thereafter he just like lightning and disappears. And sound came from sky. For this lifetime he cannot get more darshan because he has some kasai. Kasai is little fault. So we have to be clear from this kasai also. And rasasthad, being shravan, kirtan and smaran. There is some taste, taste means material taste come in our mind. Sometimes we are chanting our Gayatri, that my mind goes some soup. Oh, I have seen as before very good soup. I have to purchase this. Or sometimes soil are seen in market, oh very good drink. Oh, I have to pass it at any cost. I am chanting Buddha given mantra, but my mind, this kind of material desire coming in my mind is called rasaksa. That means, during Savan Kirtan Smaran, if material taste came in my mind, it is called rasaksa. After that, if it will go, yet there is some anartha. As before, Uttamai Ghanatara is thick. After that, it is thin. And after that, some anartha, yes, it is more thinner than as before. It is called Sukriti Uttha Anartha, Duskriti Uttha Anartha, Bhakti Uttha Anartha, Aparad Uttha Anartha. Sukriti means pious activity. Duskriti means bad activity. And Aparad means yes, harder before Aparad. And bhakti means due to bhakti. Gradually, I want to explain. Sukriti Uttha. In past verse, we have done so many activities. Just like somebody has done, dig so many ponds for taking bath, and there is very far away so many village. When pilgrims go through this way, they can take drink water there, they can take bath there. For them, they have big, very, very big pond. Somebody made hospitable, cool. It is due to this thing now he is enjoying so many things. It is called Sukriti Utsa Anartha. And Dushkriti Utsa Anartha, for these things he could not fix his mind totally in that devotee, devotion and devotional practices. Dushkriti Utsa Anartha, in past work, we have done so many bad activities. For this, somebody suffering, for disease, so many kind of disease. This time he has no bad karma at all. Yet, you know, some child take birth, some birth is blind, somebody dumb, somebody lame. Why? Because he has done past birth very bad activity. Due to this, we are doing bhajan, but our mind could not fix totally in bhajan. This due to Duskriti Utsa Anartha. And Bhakti Utsa Anartha, before pure devotion, it is called Apara Bhakti. Due to Apara Bhakti, so many name, fame, reputation came. If we think that it is due to my bhakti, oh, I have done so many devotions, so it is come. If we involve in this thing, then we will go far away from devotion. If due to Apara Bhakti, if any kind of name, fame, reputation came, we have to reconcile this, that it is not due to my bhakti. My bhakti is not pure. It is impure bhakti, it is Apara Bhakti. It is due to Gurudev's mercy. So Gurudev is owner of this name, fame and reputation. We never desire for a name, fame and reputation. Due to the influence of Guru Padma, it came to me. By the way, I am not owner of this, I am not enjoyer of this. Gurudev is enjoyer and he, what he likes, he can do. I am not qualified for this. If we involve, we have to go far away from devotion. And Aparadutta. If we not want, if some kind of aparad
can come
due to so many circumstances. We don't want to criticize any Vaishnavas. Sometimes come, oh, he is very bad person. I don't know about him at all. I never do association with him at all. Yet circumstances come, we want to say like this. So it is Aparadutta Anartha. So we have to be aware of this anartha. If we, by mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, remove of this anartha, beyond of this anartha, then steadiness, then nistha will come. So we have to pray regularly, lotus feet of Gurudev, Vaishnava, and just like Gurudev told that Govardhan, Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and his associates. If we pray regularly, just like in Manasiksha also told, that Sarupam Srirupam Tastharvajami Sputam Premnas Maranamatavadam Srinuvana. If we do so, then we will be across this anartha very easily, and by mercy of, cosmic mercy of Gurudev, we can advance in devotion. So, if we beyond this, then steadiness will come. After that, Ruchi, Asakti, so many steps, and they have also different deviations. So we shall hear all these things from Śrīla Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Vanchā kalpataru bhasya kripā sindhu bhaye vacha patitānaṃ pāvanebhyo vishnuvebhyo namo
namah. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikāyai Tadāle Krishnāya Krishna Bhaktāya Tadabhaktāya Namo. I have heard Namaparad, Shivaparad, also eight kinds of anarth. They are all dangerous. Namaparad is most dangerous. And after that, four and four are dangerous but not so much. We should try to avoid all these things. After that, nishtha comes. Nishtha means to ek jagah mein man ko sthir karna.
To be in a state of mind at one point.
Where is that Prabhu? What?
Concentrate our mind at one point.
In Krishna Bhakti. That is nishtha. But it concerns to mind nishtha. And it concerns that we should do or not. So concerning to mind. And this is our sadhana only. If this nishtha is matured, automatically ruchi, means taste, coming. Tastes are of two kinds. If the deities are so well decorated, ornamented, oh, how beautiful the deities are. And if not decorated, they are naked like, they are dirty. Thakurji is not good. We should go to there. There is a golden deity there, and we should see. Golden thrones, golden ornaments, and golden everything. So glittering deities are there. So we will go there. In Vrindavan, nowadays, anyone don't go to bona fide deities like Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. No pratistha, nothing to other temples, very decorated. Golden and all these things are there, so glittering, all the lights have been given. Thakurji is feeling hot, everything, but yet he is, oh, very. And bring our all persons, relations. Oh, come on, see this. Very good it is. Where there is kirtan, but not like an instrument, no mridanga or mridanga, but he don't want to play good on mridanga. And his voice is not so sweet. No, kirtan is not. You should go on. And where the instruments are there, very sweet tone is there, and in so many ways, oh, bona fide kirtan. All the teachers who want to teach, cheat. All the cheaters collected there. And they want to cheat all. Artificially, they are doing all these things. Sometimes they take cigarette, also go inside and take wine, and come in dancing so, and so beautifully decorated, long, long hair, curved hair, and they are doing all. Oh, very good kirtan, bona fide kirtan. There are no tilas, no kanti mala, no pure devotees. And where there is very pure devotee, he may be Mahabhagavat, but he has no sweet voice and no instrument there. And he is telling, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And weeping, trembling. But they would, oh, he is cheater. They are not cheaters, but he cheaters. Because he has no sweet voice, but he has heart, pure devotion. So these are two kinds of ruchi, taste. He will go there, where there is so artificial things first. And where there is no artificial, it may be that he will be cheated. He will not hear that thing. So we should be careful for this. If there is a ruchi to kirtan, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard anywhere, Geet Govind was going on in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that song, Jai Jai Deva Hare, Jai Jai Deva Hare, Jai Jai Deva Hare, Jai Jai Deva Hare. Srita Kuchamandala Dalaye, Srita Kundalaye, Kalita Lalita Banama, Jai Jai Deva Hare. Anybody was singing. Who was singing? Devadasi of Jagannath Dev. Very far away in any jungle. But his thrones were there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Forget who is he. His male are not female. And he runs towards them. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, where you are? He was running so fast that anyone cannot pursue him. So Govind was telling that, oh, Mahaprabhu, this family is singing. You should not touch her. Otherwise, I know that he will fall in, jump in sea. So, hear me, let me hear. But he was not hearing. Then he very loudly told, what you are doing? This lady, devotee is singing. You should not embrace. At once, he stood up and told, oh, Govindu has said to me, otherwise we are touched. I must jump in sea and give him my life. Once, in the midnight, anyone was singing very far away at Jagannath temple this very song written by Jayadev Goswami in Geet Govind. Jagannath Dev came out of the temple, and it was love pipe and more than that, so many logs, very strong, and they were sealed. But Jagannath went out. In thrones he has scratches in his body, and clothes were
torn.
In morning, when they opened the gate and saw that there are so many scratches in the body of Jagannath Dev, and clothes were worn and torn, then he said, why it became? And they became so worried. They went to the king, and king that saw that we have done something wrong, and we have done some aparad. Then he began to do spouse to me. In the dream, in the night, he saw that, oh, my song was going over there, and I went to hear. I could not take up my song. And so in thrones, the scratches came on. From that day, king won that many one should sing this kirtan in night anywhere. What is this? If there is no voice, good, but yet the Krishna kirtan is going on, he will hear the Krishna name and he will at once fall flat in the earth. So we should know carefully all these things and try to have a ruchi. If there is no tal swar, means no voice, good voice, sweet voice, even we should try to honor the persons who have ruchi. And after this it is bona fide and matured, then asakti comes. Asaktis are also of two kinds. Asakti to bhajan and asakti to
bhajaniyam,
and that is the Krishna and his associates. First, this will come. Asakti to attachment, so much attachment to sadhan bhajan. Without sadhan bhajan, he cannot remain. His life and soul is bhajan. And after that, it will transfer to asakti to Krishna and his associates. We should try to follow all these things. We should know all these things. And then Shuddha Bhakti will come and we will progress there. Now you can hear some Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Sadhana. We are going to establish what is the goal of our bhajan. And then we should determine that what is our life, our sadhana bhajan's goal. If it is fixed, then we should do sadhana. What is sadhana thought there? If you want a rasagolla, where we should go? In the shop of a rasagolla.
Please, sir.
If you are going to sabji market, sabji market means? You cannot have this. If you are going to college to purchase this, in medical college, engineering college, you cannot have this. You will have to go in the rasagulla shop and easily. But if you have no to payment, then you will see and some
water
will come. And then return. So we are going to at first see that what is the goal of our sadhana bhajan. Why that? What we want. And then we will discuss about the means and the practice by which it can be attained. I have told up to
Nayam Siyangu Mitam Dharati
Prasad. He is telling that the affection of God, gopis towards Krishna, the love for gopis, of gopis to Krishna is highest goal. He told that, requested that you should go on forward. If there is anything, then he told the affection and love of Srimati Radhika is best among all. So the Shakti is Radhika's love affection to Krishna. Krishna has also affection for Srimati Radhika or gopis, but it is not our goal, because Radhika's affection and love for Krishna, it is ultimate, more superior than to Krishna love to gopis. It all narrated from Srimad Bhagavatam. That Krishna played on the full moon day in the evening. The whole forest was blooming so much. Blooming means?
Blossoming.
The sky was reddish because reddish moon was coming. And at that time, Krishna played on his flute. And all gopis came there. All were charmed. There were so many persons, male and female, but they could not listen. Only gopis listened. And they came there. Then Krishna told that you should return to home and serve your husband. Father is lame, he is so wretched, even so poor, ugly, making no money, no hope. You should try to serve your husband. This is our Vedic culture. His husband is doing something wrong, but yet Sanatan Dharmi, this wife should serve him. If he is also leprosy, but you should serve him. So you should return to your home. Krishna showed so many examples, but they never returned. And I have told how they cut the arguments of Krishna, and dance was going on there. At last, Krishna was doing ras, singing and dancing with them. Krishna became, as there were gopis, thousands of thousands gopis. So Krishna became thousands of thousands Krishna. And he began to dance with each gopis. Two Krishna, one gopi. Are two gopis in the middle?
One Krishna.
She was dancing. And in the middle, Srimati Radhika was dancing with Krishna also. He was moving and dancing so fast, as if you can take a burning stick and do like this, moving then it will be round.
Fire round?
Firebrand. Yes. And you will see that there is a light like this, round. But not round, she is a piece of burning wood. Srinivasa Krishna was one, but he was dancing so fast that all realized that Krishna is with me, dancing, doing like this, and postures. They all saw Krishna is only with me, not with anyone. Only with me he is dancing. And he is doing so, dancing that he is serving. And serving that gopi. Oh, you are tired? May I message? Oh, this ring has gone there?
Ankle belt.
And he took it and bent it here. He took his
pitambar
and washing their sweat so affectionately. Srimati Radha Sa. That, oh, he's so clever. When I see to me, he is with me. And when I see there, oh, she's playing with that gopi. So that gopi. Obviously, she is very clever. At once, she was angry somewhat. She thought that I should transplant this rash. Krishna saw and took Srimati Radhika. At once stolen Srimati Radhika and took away to the forest. All gopis were watching, where Krishna? They are not saying that Radha has also gone with and Krishna has taken him. So all were weeping, searching Krishna, not to Radha. Here and there, they became mad at once. They began to ask from trees, oh, you have seen my beloved Krishna? Oh, his male, that is why he is taking the path of Krishna. He is taking the side of Krishna. He will not. Oh, he is so happy. They went to any creeper, and that creeper was full of
flowers.
Oh, she is so pleased. She has surely Krishna has touched them and went through this way. Oh, you have seen my beloved? He was with me, with us, and now he has gone anywhere else. Have you seen? Oh, they are laughing, seeing us. Oh, Krishna had told that don't declare Pharaoh. So that is why they are not speaking. They are overjoyed. Moving like this, they were going here and then, waiting. Where you are, Krishna? Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to
Ramananda
that Krishna took and stolen Srimati Radhika from the group of, from the council of all dancing gopis. Clearly, and in their front, he could not take apparently to Srimati Radhika, that he is the best among all the gopis. Because he was fearing from all the gopis, because he has promised that to each that you are most beloved to me. That gopi, oh, you are most beloved to
me. I
only have love for you. To that gopi, all each gopi used to know that Krishna
loves me.
So it will be clear, and then they will know that, oh, he cheated. So he has stolen away Srimati Radhika and went anywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that from your telling it is not
clear.
It is not apparent, clear, that Radha is more superior than all gopis. You should make clear this. Then he told another slok. Kansari rapi baddha shinkhala. That means Jayadeva Goswami has written one book, you know, Gita Govinda, very near and dear to Krishna. Jai Jai Dev Hare is the first song. In this it has been written, Jayadeva Goswami has realized and written that Rasa was going in Govardhan. There is Chandra Sarovar, where moon stood up for lakhs and lakhs years there, watching the Rasa. When Rasa ended, then he went. So it is called Chandra Sarovar. Rasa was not for only one night, for 12 hours or 6 hours. So long, long period. For lakhs and lakhs years. So, dance was going on, and Srimati Radhika felt that Krishna has ordinary affection and love like all the gopis to me. See, he became anger. She left the rasa and she went away. Krishna leaving all the gopis, and he followed Srimati Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, now it is clear. Among all gopis, 8 gopis are prominent, and in 8, two Chandrali and Radhika, and among 2, Radhika is supermost. But you should not think that Chandravali and all the gopis are separate gopis. All are kaya view of
bodily expansion of Srimati Radhika.
For Vilas, Leela, past times Srimati Radhika has taken all the shapes. So we should know that Radhika is supermost among all the gopis. So Krishna has told Napareham niravadya sanjujam sasadu krityam vibudajusapiva ma bhajana durujara greha singhala sambrishya tadvah pratijatu sadhuna. In Ras Krishna told, don't be angry at me. I have been disappeared. Don't think like so. I am ungrateful. Because there were some reasons. Gopi asked to Krishna after Krishna again appeared. Gopis asked a question to him. Gopis were asking to Krishna, our beloved, we are putting a question, you can answer. And you should tell that what we are asking, properly you should answer. There are so many persons doing prem, loving to other person. And he is also, he can also have love, affection for him, each other. So one loves anyone, male or female, and wants that he should also love me. He should repay me. And another kind of person are that, whether anyone love or no, no love, have no love, they will love. And third class, you love or not love, they will love no one, anyone.